Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chaf Ches Omer Aleph, and we are in the middle of Simen Shin Tes Zayin, and we are in the middle of Sif Ches, which we began yesterday, which dealt with a person drawing blood in an animal by hitting it. And we spoke about the different types of animals, those that have thick hides or skins, like most animals do, as well as the Shmona Shratzim. And therefore, if one does that, that's called Netilas Neshama, even if the blood doesn't leave the body, but it just pools and collects what's called the hematoma, or a black and blue mark underneath the skin, that is an Issa D'Oraisa. And we did most of the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Lamed, and that's what we left off yesterday, in the middle of this Sif, where we quoted the Magen Avraham, who discussed this issue. And now we pick up about 10 lines from the end of this Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chaf. And we pick up, v'im hu mekiz dam li'odom li'refua, kishein bo sakana, o behema. If a person draws blood from a human being or from an animal, and that human being or animal is not in danger of death, derechola she'ein bo sakana, so then, chayav l'kuliyama, then it is prohibited to do this on Shabbos. Because this is the hu b'chlal misaking. Because as we discussed in yesterday's shir, this is not kilkul, this is not withdrawing blood over here, which is an act of destruction, but this is an act of constructive work. It's b'chlal misaking, you're fixing the person. V'gam hu melocha hatzrich legufa, and you want this blood over here. Therefore, the harotza ato b'chavolazu lehisrapos, because you want this blood to come out in order that you will heal the person. Again, the person is not in danger of life. Obviously, if they're in danger of losing their life, you can do anything necessary with the exception of the three cardinal sins, as we've discussed already many times. Ulefizeh, the Mishnah Berurah continues, based upon this, Hotzoas Hashem, likewise the removal of a tooth, Humalacha Daraisa, it's considered a prohibition from the Torah, Du B'chal Chovel Refuah, this is no different than any other type of damaging act that's done for the purposes of refuah in a non-life-threatening situation. And in fact, King Kasu Magen Avraham and Simon Shin Chav Ches, which we'll learn in Sivkot and Gimel, and the Prima Gadim over there, and the Chayyadim over there, and as well, if you look in the Bir Halacha over there, Vayin in the Bir Halacha, which Dear Shu footnote number 59 points out for us, that the Chavetz Chaim writes over there, the Bir Halacha, Shafa Pisha B'Mishnah Berurah, over there in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yud Beis, he wrote that the Stam opinion is like the Magen Avraham, which is that the taking out of a tooth is an issur d'oraisa. Nevertheless, b'komokum nira yosef she'em ze issur Torah, in the Bir Halacha he says it may not really be an issur Torah, an issur d'oraisa, mipnei she'em mechavi lo tzos adam, because you don't want the blood to come out, you just want the tooth to come out. Albeit, it's a psik reisha that the blood will come out, but you have no interest in that blood whatsoever. It's a psik reisha de lo ichpat le, and therefore is that not an issur d'oraisa, but is an issur d'rabban. Lamaisa, the Chavetz Chaim Paskins, Shafa Pishein La Hokel, Lahotzias Hashem Ayde Yisrael, one should not rely upon this more lenient opinion and have a Jewish person take out the tooth. Nevertheless, Ayde Nochri, Yitochin Shesh La Hokel, you could ask a non Jewish dentist to go take out the tooth. Afilum Lochol Yisrael, Ayde Ko'ev Hashinayim B'chol Gufo, even if it's not a serious enough condition that the entire person's body is sick, nevertheless, one can be makel to allow a non Jewish dentist to take out the tooth. The Mishnah Berurah continues over there and he writes, Ubamaimer Mordechai Mashma, Totsoas Hashem Rak Isser Sheeshbo, Velochiv Chatos. The Maimer Mordechai also has this opinion that it's only an Issa Durabonin and not an Issa Duraisa, because he says, the Chavolas Hadam, Hanasa Ideze, because the blood that will come out via the taking out of the tooth, ain't Sarch Lagufa. You have absolutely no need for that blood. And this is also the opinion, the Chain Mashma Meagraz, who also says it's only an Issa Durabonin. I must stress again, unless somebody is expert in these situations, unless they are certain that the patient is not a chole sheyesh bo sakana, so then we always rule out safek pikuach nefashos has the same din as pikuach nefashos. And when in doubt, one needs to bring the person to the hospital, to the expert, to make the decision what is and what is not medically indicated on Shabbos, and then ask the Rav what the halachic position should be in that situation. There are a number of other important Dear Shu footnotes that we'd like to go through now. Dear Shu footnote number 57 brings down, V'mokim she'esh sofik shema tomus ha'behema im lo yakizu es doma. In a situation where the animal might actually lose its life if you don't do the phlebotomy on the animal, withdraw the blood. So then the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Lamed Bey says, mutter lomar le'nochri l'hakis es doma. Then a non-Jewish attendant, a non-Jewish veterinarian, would be allowed to go and withdraw the blood from the animal. And the reason for this is brought down by the Mishnah Berurah over there. Shemlo natir lo lasos kein ayde nochri. If we don't allow the Jewish person to go call the non-Jewish veterinarian to draw the blood from the animal to do what's necessary to keep the animal alive, then Rachmana Litzlan, he may end up doing an issur d'oraisa. The Jewish owner may end up doing an issur d'oraisa because he's so concerned about its money. Kiven shabol al hefsid mamono. This animal costs thousands of dollars and he's going to lose it, so he may end up doing an issur d'oraisa. So it's better in this situation to remove the issur of amir liyakum. And the Mishnah Berurah adds over there, Shafilu ma behema einu ela chola ba'alma. And even if the beba is not in a life-threatening situation, it's just sick, there might be permission over here. Muta lo malu nachu lahakis is doma kidil rafosa. You'd be allowed to ask a non-Jewish veterinarian to go take care of the animal because of mishum tzar balechayim, because of the pain that the animal is suffering. There's a marik machlokis amongst the poskim. What is the status of tzar balechayim? There are those that say that it's a mitzvah deraisa to stop the animal suffering. Others say it's only, quote, a mitzvah derabbanan. The issue footnote number 58 brings down, what about doing various blood tests on Shabbos for diagnostic purposes? Lasus bedikas dam l'chola she'en bo sakana. You're doing these tests in the chola that it's not life-threatening, but you need to do these blood tests on the chola. So Vinis and Carlos Shlita says it's forbidden to do so. Because in doing a phlebotomy, a blood test, you have to go and take the blood out in order to check it. And therefore, since you want this blood, so therefore this is called doing a melacha for the purposes of the blood. And there's also the opinion of Shelos Chuvas Arlet Zion, the great Sfaradi Posek, Zatzal, and therefore both these great poskim say that this is forbidden. What about doing an injection into a vein? Uzriko hanitenes leto chavorid, giving some sort of medicine into the vein directly. So Rabbi Yecheskel of Ramsky, Zatzal, the great Posek, writes, Shasura min haTorah. This is forbidden from the Torah. Again, we're not talking about a life-threatening situation. When you put in an intravenous line in order to give a medication, you first withdraw some blood. And therefore, you need to make sure that you're in the vein. So therefore, that withdrawal of the blood is forbidden. And he brings out from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that he's mistopic, he's not sure. Maybe this taking out of the blood is called a melacha she'eino tzrich l'gufa, because you really don't need this blood, it's just to guarantee that you're in the right place. It's a simen bilvad, and therefore you don't really need the blood, you just want to ascertain that you're in the right place, and therefore maybe it's a melacha she'eino tzrich l'gufa, it wouldn't be an issur d'oraisa. He then brings down from Rav Ozer Zatzal in the Shevet HaLevi, Shekivan she'eino me'unyan she'ha'pesach shel hazriko yishar pasuach. Since you have no interest in keeping this vein open over here that you're inserting the medication into, harezek kimotzi kotz. This is no different than pulling out a splinter, which the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivim Shin Chav Ches is permissible. Likewise, v'gamim yetzik tzaz dam and enoel makalkel. And if even some blood does come out, you're not interested in that blood, so it's purely a destructive action, and therefore, Rav Ozer Zatzal paskins that it's permissible. And this is also the opinion of the Shelos Chuvas Arlet Zion, Shezriko Lesol Chavorid, that in doing an injection into the blood, Muteris, Mikivan Shehotzas Adam Nechsheves Kimakalkel, Ukhablocha Shein Atzrich Lagufa. For the same reason that we just said, he allows an injection into the vein, because when you take out any blood in that situation, it's Makalkel, it's destructive action, not a constructive action, and you have no need for the blood, it's a Blocha Shein Atzrich Lagufa. And therefore, he says it's permissible to do this for a chola, even if it's a chola that is not Shel Sakona. Rav Nissen Karlitz Shlita says, She'ein latira. He doesn't allow you to do this unless a non-Jewish person were to do this. And he adds, Uzrika nitenes mitachas la'or, if you're doing a subcutaneous or intramuscular tissue injection, not into the vein, so then the Chazon Ish, as brought down by the Tzitz Eliezer, brings shimuteris afilu l'chol she'ein basakona. This is permissible for even a sick person who's not in a life-threatening situation. Similarly, a injection into the muscle, so he brings down from Avazin, that's how in the Shevet HaLevi, one is permitted to allow a chola to get such an injection, even if it's a chola she'en bo sakana, because if there's a tzorach gadol over here, it's not a guarantee that blood will come out when you give such an injection. So therefore, it's not a psikresha. And even if the blood does come out, it's a makalkil, it's not a constructive action. And there's also the opinion of Nissen Karlitz Shlita, and he says, again, because it's not a psikresha, the blood will come out. However, he does say that if it is a psikresha, the blood comes out, then you shouldn't do so. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Aleph. We read this in yesterday's shiur, we read it again now, that for the Shmonet Tzrotzim, if you have blood underneath the skin, even though it didn't leave the skin, because of their thick hide, so then there's a Chiyuv D'oraisa to create such a wound in such an animal. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Nitzror, Hainu Shenesaf V'Nikbatz Mokum Echol, because this blood, even though it hasn't gone outside the body, is collecting in one place underneath the skin. V'Shuv Eino Chozer V'Nivla B'Abosar, and it will not get reabsorbed again, at least not fully as blood. It will get reabsorbed, but not as blood. And therefore, this is considered al king chayiv mishum netilas neshama shebosumokim. It's as if you remove part of the neshama, which we pointed out yesterday, mali kol neshama, mali chetzi. What difference does it make if you're removing the whole neshama or part of the neshama, so to say? Ki adam hu anefesh v'chanal, as we've explained yesterday. Therefore, even this small wound that you're making underneath the skin, even though no blood comes out of the body, but it collects in that space underneath the skin and will not go back into the tissues as blood. It will get resorbed, but not go back in directly as blood. Therefore, there is an issur d'oraisa over here. Now the Mechaber continues, that was the Shmona Shrotzim. However, Ushar Shrotzim, all the other crawling creatures that don't have thick hides, ain't no chayev achov obohem. Then you're not chayev for giving them a blow that causes blood to leave their capillaries, but not to leave their body. Elo im kein yotzim ehem dam, unless the blood actually leaves the body. Now, the reason for this is explained in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Bey, is Hatam, the Kaimalon Chabura HaChozeres Lo Shmo Chabur, because here, the blood will go back directly into the tissues, not just get resorbed as different components of blood, but the whole blood will go back into the tissues. Now, Kein Shar Shrotzim Sha'oran Rach Mamosh Kibasar, since their skin, their hide, so to say, is much softer, like the meat, Bimheira Nitzra Bo Hadam, V'yashuvu Achakach LeKadmuso, the blood will collect it, but then will go back into the tissues. L'fikoch Eino Chayev Atshiyetz Adam, therefore, unless blood actually leaves the body, you're not chayev for this collection of blood underneath the skin. As opposed to Mashein Kim B'Shmona Shrotzim, Shein Oren Rach, because the Shmona Shrotzim have thicker hides, they don't have these soft hides over here, and therefore Ein Nitzra Bo Adam, Atshinesave Chabura Gemura, Sheino Chazeres LeKadmuso. For the Shmona Shrotzim, the blood will collect it, will not go back inside, V'yishl Chayevo Af B'Nitzra Mishum Netilas Neshama Shavosu Mokum, and therefore for the Shmona Shrotzim, the din is different than the other shrotzim, because by the Shmona Shrotzim the blood never goes back into the tissues, whereas by the other shrotzim, because of the nature of their skins, it does go back into the tissues. The Mechaber continues, he says, Vatzadon, if somebody captures these shrotzim, litzorech, if he's capturing them for a purpose, again, we're talking here about the shar shrotzim, then you are chayev, it's an issa deraisa. However, shalo litzorech, or stam, if you don't have a specific intention, or you just stam capture these other shrotzim, where there isn't a need for them for medical purposes that we spoke about by the Shmona Shmotzim, then Potter Avalosa, then it's not an Issa Deraisa, but it is an Issa Derabanan. However, according to the Rambam, Ulor Rambam, it is an Issa Deraisa Chayev. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Gimel explains, when you capture these animals without any specific purpose, these other Shar Shrotzim, why would you do this then? Kigon L'sachik, for the enjoyment of the hunt, V'chi Agavna, or some other purpose like that, for pleasure. You don't really need to capture that animal. You just wanted the excitement, the joy of, quote, capturing that animal, of hunting that animal. As Dishifut number 60 brings down, and an explanation from the Chazon Ish. Person enjoys hunting the animals, and then he sets them free after he captures them, and he goes and traps them again. You really no need for the animal. You don't want the animal. You just enjoy hunting. This is like people that go fishing and they throw back the fish that they catch. So in this situation, you're not interested really in capturing anything. You're interested in the hunt. So that's not an issa deraisa. However, if in fact you are interested in what you catch, if you go and want to capture them so you can play with them and do something with them, after you capture them, then it's a real melacha tzrich legufa and you're chayav min deraisa. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, Atzod dogim min anor, if a person goes and captures fish from a river, even if he immediately takes the fish that he caught and puts it into a bowl of water so it doesn't die, nevertheless, chayav mishum tzida, this is also called trapping. And if he actually puts it in a place where it will die, then he's not only chayav for tzida, he's also chayav gam mishum netilas neshama for killing the fish on Shabbos. The issue foot number 61 says, even if he puts the fish into the bowl, and then he just pours out the water from the bowl, and the fish dies by itself, so the Or Sameach brings down Shechai Bishum Natilas Hashem in that situation as well. You killed the fish de facto. Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, V'lav daf gemes. It doesn't even mean that the fish has to die. El afilu minicho, if you just left it out of the water, ad shiyovesh kirochav sela bein snapirov, that it dried out a certain amount, what's the size of a sela, a certain coin, in between the fins. And the fish is still thrashing about, and then you throw it back in the water. Nevertheless, you're chayev gam ki mishum netilas neshama. That fish is essentially dead, even though it's still alive right now, and therefore you're chayev for netilas neshama for killing the fish. The shuv ein yochel lechios, it can't survive. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Gemara, Vamrinim b'Gemara, the lav davka yovish mamish. It doesn't really have to even be drying out the fish so much. Ella kishazov rear misham, that the fish has a certain type of discharge coming from there. V'nimshal ha'etzba sham sheminichu alav, and if you push in your finger, the skin will stay down, so to say. So that means that the fish is essentially had netilas neshama, even though it may be surviving right now for a little bit more. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, V'im kein, sarach lizar, one has to be very, very careful. Shelo yitzave le'eno yehudi, you can't ask a non-Jewish person to go, litol dog min achovish shamayim, to take a fish from a barrel of water, ulanicho b'yabasha, and to take it out of the water, and essentially let it die. Even though your concern over here for this water is that the water will be spoiled by having a dead fish inside of it. Nevertheless, lo mikalinon isa deraisa, we don't have a leniency in regards to an issa deraisa to ask a non-Jewish person to do this, ayde'en a Yehudi, the Malkum Hefzid, just because of the financial loss over here of the barrel of water. Unless, in Loshi Yitzavu, Litain also take it, Besoch Brecha Acher Shemaim, unless you tell him to take the fish out from this barrel of water, but quickly put it into another pond of water. Because in this situation, we explain in the issue foot number 62, Hotzas Hadog Ben Amayim V'Hachzaroso Kodem Shiyis Yavish Besela, you're essentially removing the fish, but not allowing it to die and dry out. So that's essentially a Chatzi Shir. And while a Chatzi Shir is awesome in a Torah, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down Shein Zenechshav Ketchatzi Shir. In this situation, it's not considered a Chatzi Shir. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal goes through a long proof, where the bottom line is, he says over here, the whole concept of this chatzi shir in certain situations is only a chumrah, and here, since the guy is throwing the fish directly into another body of water, so therefore there is no concern of chatzi shir in this situation. He brings that as well from the Sefer Das Torah, she, in regards to Shabbos, in Yonei Shabbos, chatzi shir in Osir al-Midr Rabbanan. It's only a din the Rabbanan. And especially in our situation, Shein Chatzi Shir Arishon, Royal Itztarif, L'Shir Sholem, that this isn't even a complete shir over here that can be combined to make the full shir. Shari Komach Shemachziru L'mayim, Hari Zekidei Shiyisharu Hadog G'machayim, because when you put it back into the water, you're doing it to make sure the fish survives. And furthermore, Shadov Shein Miskavinu, you have no intention of killing the fish. You just want to take it out from this water, body of water, so it doesn't ruin it, and put it into another body of water. And therefore, this is a psik ratio of Amiru L'Nochri, which is Mutter. Since you're asking a guy to do this psik ratio, this is a situation where it is permissible. Then the Mishmur continues and he says, "V'tiltul balei chayim shu issa d'rabbanan mekelinan ayde'en ayhudi b'zeh." The other problem over here that you're telling a guy to go and move a muktza bal chai, so that's allowed over here. That's only an issa d'rabbanan, and therefore to ask a non-Jewish person to do this issa d'rabbanan, there one can be mekel. And Deir Shufut number 63 points out that we did say in Simon Shin Zayin that this is only permissible a shvus de shvus b'makom hefzid beruba. This is only allowed under great financial loss. However, the Prima Gadim brings down Shatama Heter Khan here, Mavur Beposkim. We've already learned in the Poskim in Simon Resh Ayin Vav, Shemutu Loma Lenochri Latalta Lavura Dover Muktza. You can ask a non Jewish person to go and move a Muktza item for you, as long as Kishut Sarich Sam Muktza or Smokoma. You need the Muktza item or you need the place. Kivisha Yisrael Ba'atzma Hayo Latalta Ayde Tiltum Natsat. Since you could actually move it yourself, by an indirect movement. The nation metaltalo l'tzorach davar mutter, because you're moving it for the purposes of something that is allowed, something that is mutter. Therefore, mutter lo ma l'nachu l'taltal l'zadog. Therefore, in this situation, you can tell a non-Jewish person to move the fish, kivin sha'tilto, since the reason for moving the fish is so that the water shouldn't get ruined, and that's tilto l'tzorach davar mutter, which is allowed. These Dirshu footnotes were quite complicated. One should really read them over themselves again to make sure that they're fully understood. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lamed Daled explains the Mechaber statement that the Rambam would say that this is forbidden in any event. It's not an Issa D'Rabbanan, because the Mishnah Berurah explains, Afilu Shelo L'Tzarach, this is even though you have no need for the item. For example, you don't want the item that you trapped over here. You just didn't want it to do something to you. You wanted it away. Nevertheless, Koshin Eskavim Locha, since you did intend to do that action, the Rambam holds, because even though you don't want the result, the fact that you did want the action to be done, that makes it an Issa D'Oraisa. However, the majority of the Poskim disagree. Verova Poskim Kidei Arishona, the more lenient opinion that says it's Potter Mechatus, that you're not Chayiv an Issa D'Oraisa over here, Mishum Dubaina Melechas Machsheves, because you have to have intention for the Melocha and for the result, but it is Be'osu Midirabbanan, nevertheless, it is forbidden on a Durabbanan level. The issue, footnote number 66, brings down from Sivkot and Memvav, which we'll learn in a few days, that this indeed, the lenient opinion that's first brought down, not like the Rambam, is the correct halacha. Shekenogdim anu la halacha, the more lenient opinion. With this, we will conclude today's shir.